KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 2 degrees above zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance for scattered flurries, a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. A wind chill advisory remains in effect for most of western and southwest Iowa until 9 o'clock this morning for wind chills of 15 to 25 degrees below zero, which can cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. We do have several school districts that are starting out late this morning, and here is the list for you. Atlantic Schools, Bedford Schools, Clarinda, also Creston, they're all running 2 hours late this morning. East Mills, Essex, and Fremont Mills are 90 minutes late. Griswold, Lenox, and Nottoway Valley, Orion Magsburg, Red Oak, and Southwest Valley, along with Stanton, are all running 2 hours late. Trainer is 1 hour late. West Central Valley of Stewart is running 2 hours late today. In addition, the buses at Nottoway Valley are running on hard surfaces only. There is no morning preschool at West Central Valley, no morning preschool for Atlantic Jack and Jill at the Y, and no morning preschool for Atlantic Little Lambs today. In the news, a collision on icy roads in Montgomery County Thursday afternoon resulted in two people being transported to the hospital. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened just before 2 p.m. Thursday on Highway 34, a little east of E Avenue. An investigation determined a 2002 Hyundai Sonata driven by 35-year-old Leanna Jensen of Shenandoah was traveling westbound on Highway 34 when it encountered a snow-covered portion of the road. The snow caused the car to skid across the road before it struck an eastbound 2010 Toyota Highlander on the driver's side. The Toyota was driven by 57-year-old Mark Eukin of Red Oak. The impact caused the SUV to enter the south ditch, where it rolled over once and came to rest on its wheels. The car also came to rest in the south ditch. All of the occupants of Jensen's car declined medical treatment. Both occupants of the Eukin SUV were extricated by Red Oak Fire and Rescue by mechanical means. They were transported to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Both vehicles were considered a total loss. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police and the Iowa State Patrol. The accident remains under investigation. Police in Council Bluffs report officers were dispatched a little after 10 a.m. Thursday to an old vacant no-frills supermarket store at 1817 West Broadway in connection with a death investigation. While the store's shelvings and coolers were being removed by a contracted firm, the body was found. The body appeared to have been there for an extended period of time, authorities said. The Pottawatomie County Medical Examiner's Office responded and is conducting an investigation along with the Council Bluffs Police Department. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office has ordered an autopsy, and the body will be transported to their facility in Ankeny. Police in Council Bluffs were called to 35 North 1st Street in Council Bluffs at around 1:23 p.m. Thursday to check on the welfare of a person who has not been heard from for several days. Officers entered the residence and located a deceased person. The death is being investigated as suspicious. The deceased person had not been identified as of the latest report. The cause of death was unknown and pending an autopsy. The investigation is ongoing by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. If you have any information and may have been in the area at the time of the incident, you're encouraged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's DCI at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Officials of the Southwest Valley Schools in Corning put out a statement Thursday on social media with regard to students soliciting money for organizations. The statement said, if you are approached by a student claiming to represent a school organization soliciting money, please remember to make sure the student soliciting funds has paperwork related to the fundraiser, especially if you give cash as a payment so that it can be tracked, and to never make out a personal check to a student. Always make sure to make out that check to the school or school organization. And if you're suspicious, you can contact Southwest Valley immediately. Administrators there have the paperwork on file for all approved fundraisers and can check into the situation for you. Briarcliff University in Sioux City has announced a $2 million gift from the Sisters of St. Francis. The money will be used to establish an endowed chair in theology and support Briarcliff in the recruitment and retention of faculty. The private college was founded in 1929 by a Roman Catholic Franciscan nun from the order in Dubuque. Briarcliff's current enrollment is around 1,200 students. In our funeral announcements, Brooks Matthew Woolham, the 9-month-old son of Joe and Haley Wessling Woolham of Anita, passed away Monday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Brooks Woolham will be this morning at 10:30 at the Cam High School in Oneida. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Levon Godfrey, age 84, of Audubon, died January 19th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Levon Godfrey will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Vivian Langfelt, age 98, of Messina, died January 18th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Vivian Langfelt will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has the arrangements. Garrett Carroll, age 24, of Denison, died Tuesday at the Crawford County Hospital. A celebration of life for Garrett Carroll will be held this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Geraldine Jerry Hemmingson, age 75, of Elkhorn, died January 19th in Arizona. Funeral services for Jerry Hemmingson will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Rudolph Rudy Antofer, Jr., age 71, of Audubon, died Tuesday at St. Anthony's Hospital in Carroll. A massive Christian burial for Rudy Antofer, Jr. will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Richard Norgard, age 89, of Ankeny, died January 16th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Richard Norgard will be tomorrow at noon at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Harold Whalert, Sr., age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Oneida, died January 15th at CCMH. Memorial services for Harold Whalert, Sr. will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Marilyn May Bernhardt, age 87, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Kansas City, Missouri. Memorial services for Marilyn Bernhardt will be held Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. David Den, age 59, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for David Den will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Donald Pollock, age 88, of Oneida, died Wednesday at CCMH. Memorial services for Donald Pollock will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care of Oneida is in charge of the arrangements. Nicholas Gross, age 54, of Glenwood, died Wednesday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Nicholas Gross will be held at a later date. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.